all kinds of new information, into my mind, because I'm developing a gold mine.
A gold mind.
A gold mind.
A mind made out of flesh.
A mind made out of flesh.
Has a lot of gray matter.
Has a lot of gray matter.
And gray represents death.
And gray represents death.
I've learned that already. But now, I am learning that I'm developing a gold mind.
A gold mind.
Amen?
Amen.
All right. Are you ready? We're going on a trip now. This morning I said, I need your word for the new day, Lord. And that's exactly what I heard. I hear gold mind. Well, Bob Jones was teaching at Rick Joyner's church, and he taught clearly that my mind is golden when it is fully submitted to my spirit. Got it? When it is fully submitted to my spirit. And when revelation comes in from my spirit, not my soul, or my mind, will, and emotions. My soul is trained in the earth and is gray and full of death. Dead heads produce death words, produce death-related intelligence. Amen. When I pray in the Spirit, the divine is released. When my spirit is released, it will produce my gold mind. Yeah, so I said, okay, Lord, this is not funny. This is saying there's so much more for all of us. So he told me to go to a few places, but I'm going to take you to Galatians.
That was the other thing the Lord told me when I was having that problem. I'm rehearsing our conversation.
Yep.
And I said, okay, I'll back. Oh, Kim said he got that revelation because you shared with me what happened to you when he kept praying in tongues. I said, okay. So I did. I kept praying, and that's when the rest of that started to come in. So I said, this is where my answer is going to come.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm confident of that.
By revelation.
Yeah.
Yeah. We would like a copy of that, please.
Oh.
Because I couldn't write down everything you said.
Okay. Hear me now. In Galatians chapter 1, verse 11. Well, you can look at Paul, an apostle's sent, verse 1, sent not from men, but nor by man, but by Jesus Christ, and God the Father, who raised him from the dead, and all the brothers with me. Verse 3, grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for my sins, or our sins, to rescue us from the present evil age, according to the will of our God and Father, to whom be glory forever and ever, etc.
Amen.
All right. Skip down to verse 11. I want you to know, brothers, that the good news I preach, I'm taking that time so that you get the picture of not a religious gospel. Because the word gospel means good news. Yeah. Got it? Mm-hmm. All right. The good news that I preach is not something that man made up. I did not receive it from any man, nor was I taught it. Rather, I received it by
revelation
from Jesus Christ. Time out for a moment. Where is Jesus Christ now? By his Spirit, he is inside of your inner man. Correct?
Amen.
He's not outside somewhere. He's inside. His Spirit has been released as a deposit inside of each of us. It's not just happening to her or them. It's happening to me and myself. Okay? The real me is not this box up here that we should put in the trunk. Mm-hmm. Right?
That's right.
It is to be converted and become a gold mind, not what you have already been declaring about yourself. Because it starts with me, myself, and I. You're a perfect example. The war that goes on inside your mind is bringing death to you. Mm-hmm. And you can see the fruit of death because it produces zero. It produces burial. Mm-hmm. It produces depression. All of these incredible gifts that you get from hell, and you put up with it for as long as you want because you're in control. He has left you with abilities to change this mind from earthly to godly.
Amen.
And it's going to be done through your spirit abilities. Amen?
Amen.
It's not going to be done by learning another book.
That's right.
I've seen people who know this book, meaning the Bible, better than I do. But they have zero wisdom. Mm-hmm. They're dumber than a box of rocks. Because everything they do produces what? Death. Mm-hmm. Well, if you're going to continue producing death, shouldn't you decide to make a change somewhere?
Amen.
And the only one that can change it is him.
That's right.
Because I tried to change myself over the years, and you know what? I was a complete flop.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Thank you for the amen. All of you, close your eyes right now. Say, when I tried to change myself,
when I tried to change myself
out of natural knowledge,
out of natural knowledge,
I'll produce a little more death.
I will produce a little more death
instead of life.
Instead of life.
It's time.
It's time.
I share my wisdom
with the Holy Ghost
so that it can be changing me to having a gold mind.
An eternal mind.
Based in the Spirit of the Living God. Who's right here inside of me. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I received it by revelation from Jesus Christ. Yeah. That's verse 12. If Paul received it by revelation of Jesus Christ, is our God a respecter of persons?
No.
Can you hold him accountable here?
Yes.
If it happened to Paul this way, I'm selfish, Lord, and I'm jealous.
Yes.
Not just for Paul, not just for Susie Q, but for me too. Got it?
Yes, amen.
13. For you have heard of my previous way of life in Judaism, how intense I persecuted the church of God and tried to destroy it. Can you believe that was his best education from his religious leaders?
Mm-hmm.
I was advancing in Judaism or knowledge of the word beyond many Jews of my own age and was extremely zealous for the traditions of my fathers. Mm-hmm. But when God, who set me apart from birth, Say, when God.
When God
set me apart, from birth, and He called me, by His grace, was to please, my Father's plan, and to reveal His Son in me, not outside of me, His Son in me. So that I might preach, him, among the unbelievers.
Praise you, Father.
Kind of cool, huh?
Amen.
Watch this part. I did not consult any man, nor did I go up to Jerusalem to see those who were apostles before I was. But I went immediately into Arabia and later returned to Damascus. Then after 3 years, I went up to Jerusalem to get acquainted with Peter and stayed with him 15 days. I saw none of the other apostles, only James, the Lord's brother. I assure you before God that what I am writing you is no lie. Later I went to Syria and Cilicia, and I was personally unknown to the churches of Judea that are in Christ. They only heard the report. The man who formerly persecuted us is now preaching the faith he once tried to destroy. And they praise God for me. 14 years later, I went up again to Jerusalem, this time with Barnabas, and I took Titus along. And I went in response to a revelation. I went, what?
In response to a revelation.
Oh. So he acted on a revelation. Not on a good idea from the dead brain.
Amen.
Or the dead head.
Amen.
There you go.
If you remember Susan, when she came here in December of 18. She said we were dead in our heads. And we need to rise out of our dead heads and put on the mind of Christ. What he was showing me again yesterday was Paul had the awesome mental ability and was trained by the best educators of his day. You see, the revelation came in Galatians 1:12. The gospel came to me by direct intervention from Jesus. Think about that. Revelation is given to me by Jesus Christ the Messiah. See, nothing new under the sun. When the Holy Spirit wants to take me and you higher, it's not because we want to advertise how great we are. It is to reveal the same Holy Spirit to those that are out there crumbling and dying. That's what they're looking for. And they're looking at your walk, your actions, and your reactions. That's what they're looking at. Because you may be the only Jesus they ever see. Quite a few of you were here when Irene and I lost Michael and Gloria. Michael, I think it'll be 3 years. And Gloria, of course, is a few months. They lived in Ludlow all their lives. And I can tell you that over the years, the Lord has never let up on me praying for Mike or his wife. And I can remember when he was in a nursing home. And once in a while, I would pick up Gloria and take her to visit for the day. And I would pick her up or Irene would pick her up and bring her back home. And this one day, she says to me as we were getting in the car, she says, you know, she says, you're having an effect on my husband. I said, I don't get it. From what I could discern, he was very deeply wounded, and so was she, in a religious experience, if you wish, a church experience of some form. They never shared what happened, and it's none of my business. But her words to me were these. She says, when you pray for Mike, he knows you're different. What was I into obedience when I would pray with him, or we would hold hands together, or I would anoint him with oil? I always respected him and every time asked for his permission. I never did it in a sneaky way. Because again, you need to respect the brother, the sister, or whoever you're ministering to. But you see, that was confirming, because I never gave him a Bible. I gave her a Bible. I had him repeat a few times that the Lord, most of the time it was the Lord's Prayer, because I knew he knew that by heart. So you take the person where they're at. You don't try to shove something down their throats. And recognizing that there was something in me, confirmed by his wife, sharing a moment of intimacy of his relationship to me, that I was different, was really saying, you're having an impact, Kim. Mm-hmm. That was confirming. I teased you about the bunny ears, okay? But you see, by that person's vision, the Holy Spirit is saying, you can trust what comes out of this intercessor. Because they picked up on the same message you got in 86, and you got in 93, and now you got it in 2020.
Amen.
You will get the confirmations you need as you go forward and you develop the golden mind. But it's not going to be done without the Holy Spirit coming forth out of your heart.
Amen.
And when you get a crisis point and you hit a roadblock, don't look at it as something you can't handle. Look at it as something different that you're about to experience. St. Paul obeyed the revelations that he got. Verse 2 of chapter 2, I went in response to a revelation and set before them the good news I preached among the Gentiles. But I did this privately to those who seem to be leaders for fear that I was running or had run my race in vain. And he goes on with more explanations. What am I really saying to you today? I'm saying that by revelations that you cry out for, you will receive your instructions. You will receive what he wants you to see, and he may do it through a dream, he may do it through a word of knowledge, he may do it through a few scriptures or visions that come to you. And they will be directing you so that you're not going to miss what he's already planned for you. I'm going to close this off with one more dream. He's been downloading dreams this week. Okay? Please be patient.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. I got to find the silly thing. It's not silly. I'm sorry. Not a good word.
Silly,
amen.
Amen. Amen.
There are times, well, I'll give it to you from memory because I guess that's what he wants me to do. I am walking on a railroad track. And it's following what I perceive to be a river. All of a sudden, there's like a curve in the track, and that's very predominant. And I get off the track, and I can see the color of the tracks are like the rusty color of the track itself. And it's veering to the left. I don't see a bridge for the tracks. It shuts right there. That's all I see is the end of the track. Or I would say the end of the training. I get off the track and I walk on a bridge because I know it's a bridge, but it's very wide. It has a cover. It looks like an old-fashioned veranda, very full of people, all sitting in comfortable chairs and lounge chairs. And there's a breeze, it's just awesome. And it goes right straight across the river. And I walk all the way across. And I said to the Lord, you know, this is kind of neat. You know, it was beautiful. It was really beautiful. It was like, it was so comfortable. And it kind of finished when I'm coming back from the other side. So I strolled to one side and I kind of strolled back. And I said, Lord, I don't get it. And he said, your training is done. It's time to walk now. I said, you're cool, Lord. In other words, there's a certain training for certain works that need to be done. The tracks are done. The bridge to go across that river, you have to walk it across. And I had a sense that it was Jordan. So I walked across on protected land, very attractive, a lot of people there, and came back, strolling back and forth. And it really saying to me, see, the Jordan to me represents death. You die to yourself and you come to the other side. And I was able to do both, which was a step up in my gold mind. That's not patting me on the back. It's saying that I'm going to take you with me.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen?
Amen? Thank you, Father.
Maybe you are the guys that are in the chairs. I don't know, but a lot of people there. So would you lift your hands to the Lord? Say, Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
You've sure had your way today.
You sure had your way today.
And you're teaching me.
And you're teaching me.
That there is more within my spirit.
That there is more within my spirit.
Than this dead brain.
Than this dead brain.
Or gray matter.
Or gray matter.
That has ruled for years.
That has ruled for years.
It's done, Lord.
It's done, Lord.
By the Holy Spirit.
By the Holy Spirit.
Revelation is coming.
Revelation is coming.
And my mind will come to be.
And my mind will come to be.
A gold mine.
A gold mine.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Filled with the mind of Christ.
Filled with the mind of Christ.
I can do the works of Christ.
I can do the works of Christ.
Because I'm part of his body.
Because I'm part of his body.
And I thank you.
And I thank you.
For this new day.
For this new day.
In Jesus' name I pray.
In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.